We had a little racial kind of engagement around it, a joke yesterday. It's a joke that I told Roddy. Roddy Doyle.
That's not racial. That's ethnic.
Okay, it's ethnic, but it became then the conversation we got into yesterday became sort of loaded in a weird way, because in all honesty, and if you remember this from yesterday and you want to pipe in on the phone, go ahead, 866-303-2270. This was a joke I told about the Irish guys, and I'll retell the joke in a minute, but I do want to say that what happened was, it is a joke that involves a couple of Irish guys and some Indians. There's a scalping is mentioned. There's an insinuation of a stupidity that I didn't read, and maybe I'm not as sensitive as I thought, because maybe I'm insensitive, because then little Goliath, our intern, brought up something about offending one group that I didn't even think about. Well, it got very convoluted and it got very complicated, but it still gets to the issue of what is, you know, ethnic stereotyping and what is inappropriate or politically incorrect, because there's a couple of things that I just didn't know. And I think we're going to continue the conversation in a couple minutes, because I got an email from a very angry listener.
Uh-oh.
Who wanted me to retell the joke. He wanted me to, should I tell the joke? I'll wait till after the break, or should I tell the joke now? All right, well, here's the original. This is the one I heard, and some of you are going to be like, I can't believe he's doing this again. All right, I got to be honest with you. My interpretation of the joke was completely different than anything else that I got so far. I waited till Roddy Doyle was leaving, and I said, you know, what we were talking about, this Irish spirit thing, the spirit of the Irish, reminds me of this joke that I heard, and it's about these two Irish guys who immigrate from Ireland in the 1800s, and they're in a bar, and they're like, how do we make some money? And the bartender said, well, there's not a lot of jobs here, but if you go out west, they're paying $1 per scalp for Indian scalps. So these two guys get in a coach, they go out west, they get a couple of horses, they go out into the Wild West, and they're looking around, and up on a ridge, all of a sudden, they're surrounded by hundreds and hundreds of Indians, and one Irish guy says to the other, we're going to be rich. Now, I didn't see it as a stupid joke. One guy wrote in and, you know, said that's one of those sort of basic ethnic jokes. You can put in Italians, you can put in Polish people, you can put in whatever. I actually thought there was some sort of poetic spirit to it, that there's this hard-headed determination. So then Dave, our intern, says this.
You know what I like, though? I like that it's offensive to Irish people and not Indians. Like, yeah. It's a joke about scalping Indians.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's the Irish people that you're worried about offending.
Well, you know, that was a little Goliath. He's not an intern. He's paid. I don't want to offend him, but, you know, he is Dave. But here we go. So the issue was, yes, I mean, I guess there is an issue with the Indians, but in my head, in my dumb comedian's head, I guess I just saw that they had the upper hand in this situation. The Irish guys were so determined that they couldn't see that they were in trouble, and I just saw them as the victim in the situation. I was just looking at the joke for what it was and maybe not assessing this properly. But man, we got an email from a woman who is angry.
Uh-oh.
Angry about this joke. I'll read it to you in a second. 46 past the hour, Air America Radio's Morning Sedition. 51 past the hour, it's Mark Maron here with Mark Riley.
Hey.
It's Air America Radio's Morning Sedition, doing an email thing. We will be talking about veterans issues in just a few minutes. Got a couple of calls on the line. It is Veterans Day. Look at this. So I told you before the break there about the joke about the Irish guys. And yeah, we got a couple of emails. Some saying it's just a standard ethnic joke to make them look stupid. But my misunderstanding was I thought it represented a sort of stubborn determination. And then there was the issue of the Indians. All right. Well, if you didn't hear it all, that you just have to pick it up as we go along. So I get this email. I'm quoting the email. I tuned in to the last 15 minutes of your show today, and I couldn't believe what I was hearing. I know I may have missed something that might have explained why you were spewing racist dialogue about Mexicans and Latinos, which we weren't. We were having a discussion. I'll get into that in a minute. Let's get to the joke. What's why you were spewing racist dialogue about Mexicans and Latinos, but I doubt it. The joke about the Irishman and scalping Indians made my stomach turn. It physically hurt. Mark kept apologizing, saying he didn't mean to offend anyone, and proclaiming that he was so sensitive. That's 5-0, so. 5-0s. Those are tired old statements of someone who is trying to act sensitive. In an attempt to sensitize yourselves and your audience, why don't you tell the Indian joke again tomorrow, but switch Jews with Indians and the Irishman with a German and scalping with gas chambers? Say that one on the air tomorrow, and then claim your sensitivity, and of course, meekly apologize. All right, well, let's try that. All right. So these two Jewish guys immigrate from, doesn't matter where they're, Two German guys immigrate from Germany to the United States. It's during the Wild West. And they go into a bar, maybe a German bar, and they go, you know, where can we get work around here, you know? And the bartender says, there's no work here. You have to go out west. And if you gas some Jews out west, they're paying a buck a Jew. So these two German guys go in a coach out west and get some horses, and they go out into the wilderness. And all of a sudden they realize they're surrounded. They're up on a ridge. There's hundreds of Jews, up on a ridge. And one guy, German guy, looks at the other guy and says, we're going to be rich. Mm. Well, you know, I do have to apologize because that was not funny at all. And I got to be honest with you. I think that Nina's problem is she's certainly lacking in sense of humor. But let's say there's another suggestion here that will make everything okay. See how funny that is? It wasn't funny, though. It wasn't funny at all. And it's not even the same joke, really, because the context is completely different and the time frame's all screwed up. And I mean, if there is anything charming about the ethnic joke that I told yesterday was that there's several different interpretations and there is a little switch on the victim, you know, because in the progressive mindset, when you say Indian, they're automatically the victim, and they are automatically like, what are you going to talk about? What are you going to say about Native Americans? See, this is a weird thing that is rarely talked about in any thorough way in terms of the liberal community. But then she makes another suggestion. If you want an updated version of the joke, you could replace Indians with Palestinian children and replace Irishmen with Israeli soldiers and scalping with shooting. Now that's a real knee slapper. No, it's not. And again, the context is different. I don't even think I need to tell that joke because I can already tell it's not going to be funny because the guys who were the ones saying that we're going to make a bunch of money were actually the victims in the joke. So if you just extract the poetics of the joke and reorganize things to suit your political agenda, mine didn't have a political agenda, but yours clearly is one of humorless liberal person. I happen to be a liberal person that has a sense of humor. And I think that what you're talking about before in this email about our discussion with Mexican and Latinos, again, this is the weirdest thing. And I'm being honest here. Maybe it's insensitivity that I'm experiencing, but I saw something about the spirit of people in that first joke, not about stupidity. I saw a guy in the booth from where I'm sitting yesterday who looked exactly like Horatio Sanz. I had no idea.
That's questionable whether he looked exactly like him.
But he looked like Horatio Sanz enough for me to say, wow, maybe Horatio Sanz is going to be doing something on the air here somewhere in my head. So I'm like, is that Horatio?
He just happened to be wearing a mechanics outfit.
And didn't speak English.
Right, but the issue that she had was I said, I said Mexican, then I said Latino, and I said it's wrong to call all Latino Mexicans, obviously, because you don't know where they're from.
And I believe Dave Goliath's quote was, Horatio Sanz is not Mexican, he's some other Latino type of guy.
Maybe, he said maybe, and that is
he's
fine.
He's definitely not Mexican.
Okay, but that's fine. And I wasn't using Mexican in a derogatory way. I just wasn't. And maybe I'm being lazy about it. Maybe I'm being socially irresponsible. But why can't you say, what's wrong with walking up to somebody and saying, are you Mexican or where do you come from? Or making assumptions and then being corrected. Why do we have to pretend like people aren't different in that way? Because by doing that, by treating everybody as if they have no nationality or not making those kind of suppositions, you're actually denying them a history. Am I wrong?
I don't know. You're making my head hurt.
But I don't know, Riley. It just seems to me that by trying to avoid this stuff, which I do, which makes me sensitive, but I think it makes me more of a coward. It makes me not sensitive. It makes me self-censoring.
No, look, here's what happens in American life, and I think the woman that sent the email knows this already. These conversations happen in private rather than public forums. Okay?
They didn't yesterday.
Yeah, well, no. Yesterday was public for us, but most people have these kinds of discussions amongst themselves.
Oh, man, so that means we should talk about it more here. Damn.
Well, that's one way of looking at it.
All right, well, look, we'll be back. We're going to talk about veterans' issues and about the Republicans failing. 57 past Air America Radio's Morning Sedition.